Unit 4 Test, Part B, Audio 1.
I'm Henry Lewis, and today on The Breakfast Show, I'm with Andrea Robinson, a psychologist who's been researching the benefits of meditation. So, what is meditation, Andrea?
Well, meditation has been practiced for thousands of years, and it means different things to different people. For example, some people think it's about emptying your mind of all your thoughts. For me, though, it's simply about achieving a state of calm. You still have thoughts, but you learn not to worry about them.
Everyone seems to be talking about meditation right now.
That's right. And I think it's because we know more about its benefits than we used to. For example, although it was becoming popular in the West in the 1970s, there was little interest from the scientific community. As a result, some people were rather pessimistic about the value of meditation. Now it's taken more seriously, though.
Right. There's been research into the benefits of meditation, hasn't there?
Oh, yes. There's plenty of scientific research showing that meditation can actually change the way our brains work. In one study, it was shown that people who meditate regularly are better at paying attention. So, if you're someone who finds it hard to focus on their work, it could be useful.
And what about stress?
Well, research has also shown that it can help our brains manage stress better. It works by changing the way we react to stressful situations. And the most interesting thing is that this can be a long-term change. It has been shown that some people are better at managing stress for up to 5 years after practicing meditation.
It sounds like the perfect cure for emotional and mental health problems.
I know what you mean. But research shows that in many situations, medication is still the most effective treatment. It's important that people still take medicine when the doctor prescribes it. However, that doesn't mean meditation can't help us in other situations.
There are different types of meditation, aren't there?
That's right. One is guided meditation, where a teacher takes you through the basic steps. For example, they might describe a scene for you to imagine with all your senses. Guided meditation is particularly useful for beginners, but it's also good for people who want to reach certain goals, like athletes who are preparing for an important event.
I guess another type is unguided meditation.
Exactly. That's where you do it without a teacher, so you can decide how, where, and when you choose to meditate. The main techniques, such as sitting quietly or just walking, are quite easy to pick up. However, it can take quite a bit of practice to be able to switch off from everything around you.
What about meditation apps? Are they any good?
Personally, I'd rather not use them because you normally have to pay a monthly fee. However, I do think they can be effective because they help you get into the habit of meditating and keep up your progress. The problem with meditation is that you need to do it often, and busy people often forget to do it regularly.